Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for conquering life's chaos. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, this week we're diving into something super important: setting boundaries without that nagging guilt or shame creeping in. Ever felt like a doormat? You know, the kind where everyone just works all over you because they think they can. Yeah, we've been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us reclaim our power and set those boundaries with confidence. Think about it. Life is like a buffet, right? We've got all these amazing choices, experiences, relationships, opportunities, but if we don't define what we want to take, we end up with a plate piled high with stuff we didn't even desire. Setting boundaries is basically saying, hey universe, I know there's a ton of stuff out there, but here's what I'm choosing to fill my plate with. It's about being intentional and honoring our own needs. So, how do we pull this off without feeling like we're committing some kind of social faux pas? Here are 5 key takeaways that will have you saying yes to boundaries and no to guilt. 1. Recognize your value. First things first, understand that you are worthy. You deserve respect, time, and energy that aligns with your values. This isn't about being selfish, it's about recognizing your own power and choosing how you want to spend your precious time and resources. Think of it like this. Would you let someone use your favorite coffee mug without asking? Probably not. The same goes for your time, energy, and emotions. 2. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute deal-breakers in your life? These are the things that matter most to your values, your goals, your well-being. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a passion project, or simply having some quiet time for yourself. Write them down and treat them like sacred cows. 3. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Now, here's the tricky part. Actually saying no without feeling guilty. The key is to be direct, polite, and firm. Think of it as a gentle but unshakable statement. You don't owe anyone an explanation for prioritizing your well-being. A simple "I appreciate you asking, but I'm going to have to pass" can work wonders. 4. Practice saying no gradually. It's like building muscle, right? The more you practice saying no to smaller things, the easier it gets with bigger requests. Start with those tiny, low-stakes situations and gradually work your way up. Before you know it, you'll be a boundary-setting ninja. 5. Embrace discomfort. This is where Stoicism comes in clutch. Remember that discomfort is often a sign of growth. When you feel the urge to cave because you're worried about someone's reaction or judgment, take a deep breath and remember your why. You're doing this for yourself, for your well-being, and ultimately, it will empower you to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Think about the time when you really wanted to say no to something but felt pressured into saying yes. Maybe it was the extra work project, a social event you didn't feel up to, or even just lending someone money you couldn't afford to spare. How did you feel afterwards? You probably felt drained, resentful, or maybe even a little violated, right? This is the cost of saying yes when we really want to say no. But here's the kicker: setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about self-preservation. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and your emotional well-being so you can show up fully in the things that truly matter. It's like taking care of a precious plant. If you don't give it the right conditions, it will wither and die. The same goes for us. So, let's recap. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no, it's about saying yes to yourself, to your values, and to living a life that feels truly fulfilling. It takes courage, practice, and a whole lot of self-love, but trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. Ready to level up your boundary game? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps us spread the Stoic love far and wide. Until next time, remember, you're powerful, you are worthy, and you deserve to live life on your own terms. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.